From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Talks at the UN on a new treaty banning nuclear weapons got underway Monday. Kim Wong-soo is the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
The long paralysis in the United Nations disarmament bodies has prompted many to retreat into entrenched and inflexible positions. This has unfortunately become the new normal.
More than 100 countries took part, but nearly 40 others, including the U.S., said they would not participate. They also renewed their commitment to the 47-year-old nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Nikki Haley, the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
You are going to see almost 40 countries that are not in the General Assembly today. And that's 40 countries that are saying, in this day and time, we would love to have a ban on nuclear weapons. But in this day and time, we can't honestly say that we can protect our people by allowing the bad actors to have them, and those of us that are good trying to keep peace and safety not to have them.
The General Assembly adopted a resolution last December to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading to their elimination. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerke Monday said the murder of six aid workers in South Sudan on Saturday could constitute a war crime.
We do not have a lot of details at this point. We have clearly called for an investigation of what has happened. Those who are responsible for these murders must be held to account.
The six were ambushed as they traveled from the capital Juba to the town of Pibor over contested land. They were Kenyans and South Sudanese working for the non-governmental Grassroots Empowerment and Development Organization. Nearly 80 aid workers have been killed in South Sudan since 2013, 12 so far this year. This is VOA News. The U.S. Monday condemned the detention of hundreds of anti-corruption protesters Sunday in Russia. Thousands turned out in dozens of cities denouncing corruption among high-ranking officials. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The Russian people, like people everywhere, deserve a government that supports an open marketplace of ideas, transparent and accountable governance, equal treatment under the law, and the ability to exercise their rights without fear of retribution.
A Russian court Monday sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 15 days in jail for resisting a policeman and fined him for organizing what authorities called was an illegal mass rally in Moscow. His lawyer plans to appeal. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab fighters pressing an offensive against Islamic State in northern Syria temporarily suspended operations near the country's largest dam to allow experts to conduct safety inspections. Their concerns, the 4-kilometer-wide Tabqa Dam could collapse, causing massive flooding. South Africa's finance minister was ordered back from London Monday, raising concerns about an imminent cabinet reshuffling. The South African currency, the rand, fell more than 3% on the news. The main opposition Democratic Alliance suggested Pravin Gordhan is about to be fired. British Prime Minister Theresa May held talks Monday with Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, urging her not to seek another independence referendum over the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union. Ms. Sturgeon called their meeting businesslike and cordial.
She said that she thought the terms of the future relationship, the detail of that, would be clear before exit in March 2019. So my view is that is the time for an informed choice for the people of Scotland. And it's important that we, if Parliament votes for this tomorrow, that we take the steps to make sure that that can happen.
Meanwhile, London said it will give Northern Ireland more time to form a power-sharing government with devolved power at stake. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced Monday the Justice Department will hold funds from local jurisdictions that don't comply with federal immigration law. Sessions said sanctuary jurisdictions endanger the lives of Americans.
The Department of Homeland Security recently issued a report showing that in a single week, there were more than 200 instances of jurisdictions refusing to honor ICE detainer requests with respect to individuals charged or convicted of a serious crime.
So-called sanctuary communities help illegal immigrants avoid deportation. A general strike has paralyzed daily life in the French territory French Guiana in South America. Schools and shops are closed, flights canceled. The U.S. issued a travel warning. The French sent a ministerial mission to try to end the walkout by several unions. Northeast Australia was buffeted Tuesday by Cyclone Debbie, upgraded to a Category 4 storm with wind gusts of more than 220 kilometers per hour. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.